I fell asleep on the couch with the TV still on last night and woke up to Phoenix standing above me. I sat up with a start, only to notice that my cheeks and forehead were feeling stiff again. Not even my lips parted on demand. A closer look at Phoenix revealed that he too had adopted the same mannequin-like features as before. I let out a shaking sigh, almost a sob, as the realization of my face once again being gone sank in. A rumbling sound akin to a sigh or a growl came deep from somewhere within Phoenix's chest as he sat down beside me and wrapped his arms around my shoulders. I didn't resist when he pulled me closer and awkwardly patted my back. He then reached into his pocket and pulled out a few handwritten notes. They weren't exactly easy to read, and some of the letters looked more like scribbles than anything legible. Once I had finally gotten the hang of it, though, I realized what it detailed. This is what it read. My parents are Dana and Michael. I had an older sister named Marlene who died in a car crash. This is going to sound crazy, but I bet you're already used to it by now. My parents contacted her. There's something beyond our realm of understanding. There's a place where dead people go, and when they reached out, Marlene responded from the beyond. She said she needed a body, but most importantly, a face. Marlene was very beautiful, and I guess a bit vain. They'd loved her more than anything else in this world. So my parents started to do some research. I was much too little to understand anything about it at the time, and even the things I know now are just what I pieced together later on. Anyways, they wanted to clear my face for Marlene so she could shape it into something of her own. When they were done, they set up a sacrificial site in our backyard. Late at night, they dragged me out there. They'd painted strange symbols on the ground and dressed me up in clothing that had once belonged to Marlene. They sang songs in a language I didn't understand, and I remember being in pain. And then suddenly, they just stopped. Michael cursed and said something about how she didn't want to be a boy, and then they tried to take me back inside. I got loose, though, somehow, and I ran away. I was a kid, and of course I could hardly think straight, so instead of looking for neighbors, I took off into the woods. I just sort of kept on walking until some old guy picked me up. I didn't want to go with him at first, but eventually I did. He wasn't violent or anything, and this is where he brought me. I could already write at that time, so I tried to tell him what happened that way. He understood pretty well, and he kept me here in secret. I know from the news that my disappearance was ruled as just that. No one ever came here to ask any questions. My parents probably think I'm dead anyways. After reading, I looked around for a pen, and after signing it to him, Phoenix quickly got up and got one that had been sitting on one of the shelves for me. I turned the piece of paper and quickly scribbled on its empty backside. "Did you ever try getting your face back?" Phoenix shook his head and motioned for me to hand him the pen. I did, and he wrote a large no, with two exclamation points right underneath my question. "Why?" I wrote back. "Too dangerous. Not worth it. I have no idea how they took it from me in the first place. I doubt it's something that can be restored." I sighed. He was right. It was probably safer here, for a little while at least. I took up the pen again and quickly scribbled down another question. "What did you mean when you told me about those people knocking on the door?" Phoenix tensed and grabbed the pen. He went back into the kitchen and sat down to write. He came back after a few minutes and held the notes he had prepared out to me. "The knocking started up not too long ago. I was just hanging around minding my own business when all of a sudden there was this loud banging on the front door. I looked, but there was nobody outside, so I went and locked myself inside the bathroom. Figured I'd be safe there. But the knocking went on, and it seemed to come from all around me, like they were banging against the walls from outside. It lasted for 3 hours. I know because I started counting the seconds after a while. I sat inside the bathroom covering my ears for 3 whole hours. It's happened like 9 times since then, and I feel like they're getting more aggressive every time. I don't know who it is or what, but if you hear it, find somewhere to hide. And don't leave that spot until you can't hear the knocking anymore. Better prepare yourself mentally, because I really believe it will happen again soon. I might not be around when it does, but I hope I will be, at least for the first time. It's really hard to get used to. We'd need to hide in different places, though. It'll make us harder to find if they do manage to get in somehow. I nodded slowly and gave him a thumbs up just to show I'd understood. Phoenix seemed to relax a little. His shoulders dropped and he gave me a pat on the arm. Here's the thing. I don't think that Phoenix is a very stable person, but he's the only person I'll have around for a while. Maybe forever. But I'm trying to stay positive. Either way, I'm aware I will probably be spending an awful lot of time around him in the near future, so I figured it would be best to get on good terms with him. I was certain if we would just get used to one another, we could even become something like friends. At the very least, I do not want him to get pissed at me. Lord knows what he's capable of when he's mad. Therefore, I started to keep him company around the house. It was very pleasant at first. I helped him cook lunch and we ate together. I still have trouble chewing and sometimes even swallowing, but it was nice to be full again, and I suppose practice matters. Afterwards, we cleaned up and sat down to watch some TV. Apparently, we're both into painting tutorials. I like them because they're relaxing, and I learned a lot through them. I'd assume it's the same with Phoenix, but we didn't write for a while after the explanation about the knocking, so I have no clue. I thought it was a good start. All was well until suddenly, Phoenix rose from his seat. His eyes were darting around the room, his head snapping into different directions as if he was following a moving sound. I got up as well, tugging on his sleeve and trying to get him to somehow communicate to me what was wrong. He turned to me with what I interpreted to be bewilderment and then pointed at the front door. Suddenly, it clicked. Someone was banging on the door and walls, just like he had described it to me, except that only Phoenix could hear it. There was nothing there. Deciding to play along, I hurried to look as afraid as possible as well. Phoenix's hands were trembling when he rested them on my shoulders and ushered me out of the living room, down the sole, tiny hallway in the cabin, and into what looked to be a bedroom. He pointed at a large closet and gave me a gentle shove into its direction before turning and presumably making his way over to his own hiding spot. So here I am now, sitting amidst heaps of dusty clothing and typing away on my phone. It's been 2 or 3 hours already, I think. I hope Phoenix will come to get me, because pretending to know when whatever he was hearing stops is going to be a bit difficult. I'm dreading his reaction if I were to tell him it's all in his head. However, now that I've had time to think, I have a question which I, for some reason, didn't come up with sooner. Phoenix told me about an older man, the owner of this cabin and the one who took him in. If he indeed lives with him, then where is that guy? My mind keeps wandering back to the freezer I'm not allowed to look into.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.